After the death of Jephthah, a man from Bethlehem named Ibsen led Israel for 7 years. Then Elon from the tribe of Zebulun judged the nation for 10 years. After him, Abdon from Ephraim led the people for 8 years. These judges, about whom little is known, were probably administrative or judicial leaders, as there is no mention of military exploits. Then the Israelites sank into idolatry once again. This time there is no record of repentance on the part of the nation, or any cry to God for help, so the people became weak and were the prey of their enemies. To the southwest of Canaan, along the shores of the Mediterranean, stretched the land of the Philistines. The people of this country grew strong and cruelly oppressed the Israelites. Their domination lasted 40 years, because Israel had forgotten the Lord and had become as profane as the other nations. There was no fear of God, and everyone did as he saw fit. In these troubled and difficult days, there was an Israelite from the tribe of Dan named Manoah. He lived in a town called Zorah, to the southwest of Canaan, near to the frontier of Judah, in the land the Danites had occupied before being forced by the Philistines to migrate northward. Manoah's wife was childless. One day, when she was alone, the angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and have no children, but you are going to conceive and have a son." The angel told her that the boy would be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth, so she was to drink no fermented drink before he was born, nor was she to eat anything unclean. Throughout his life, his hair was never to be cut, nor was he to drink any wine. "He will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines," said the angel. After the heavenly messenger had left, the woman went to her husband and said, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel and was very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name, but he told me that I would have a son, and that I was to drink no wine, nor eat anything unclean, because the boy would be a Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death." To be a Nazarite meant being set apart to God. This law went back to the time of Moses. It was a voluntary dedication of a person to the Lord, involving abstinence from wine, long hair, and a rigid separation from ceremonial uncleanness. The long hair was the outward sign that the Nazarite belonged to the Lord, and that he was willing to consecrate his body and his strength to God. Usually the Nazarite vow was not permanent, but in some cases it lasted for a lifetime. With Samson, even his parents were told to observe the rule and abstain from anything that came from the grapevine and all unclean food. When Manoah heard these things, he prayed and asked the Lord to send the heavenly visitor once again, so they could be told how to bring up the boy. God heard Manoah, and the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman while she was out in the field, but her husband was not with her. So she hurried to tell him that the man she had seen had come back. Manoah followed his wife and asked the angel what was to be the rule for the boy's life and work. And the messenger repeated the things that he had said to the woman. Then Manoah asked the heavenly visitor to stay until he had prepared a young goat for him, because he did not realize that he was talking to the angel of God. The angel replied that he would not eat any food, but that Manoah could offer a burnt offering to the Lord. "What is your name?" Manoah asked. "Why do you ask my name?" replied the visitor. "It is beyond understanding." So Manoah took a young goat and offered it on a rock to the Lord. As he and his wife watched the flame blaze up from the altar, something amazing happened. The angel of the Lord ascended in the flame as it rose towards heaven. Seeing this, they fell with their faces to the ground, and Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. "We are going to die," he said to his wife, "because we have seen God." But the woman answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted our burnt offering, nor told us what he did." The following year, the woman gave birth to a son and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. Next episode, Samson's marriage.